Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Drinking water contamination among 10 schools in Vermont tested by the state is not as bad as officials originally feared. Waste Management Director Chuck Schwer says only Grafton Elementary now shows levels of the chemical PFAS above the safe standard.
With the school year soon to be starting, we felt it was really important to get the data out super quickly, but it was a good reminder that maybe we need to take the extra day to really make sure we feel comfortable with the data.
The state says the first tests were inaccurate and that the water will be monitored moving forward. A proposed wind energy project has 3 weeks to respond to a motion by the town of Holland, which, if successful, would stop the development in its tracks. Dairy Air Wind is a single wind turbine that, if developed, would stand nearly 500 feet tall in a rural dairy farm field. The project has been contentious in Holland, which is known for its natural beauty. Back in March, Holland's Select Board asked the State Public Utility Commission for a ruling that Dairy Air Wind first address potential issues such as noise and impact on regional infrastructure. PUC Hearing Officer Thomas Naur says the response filed by Dairy Air Wind did not provide sufficient backup materials to address concerns. He gave Dairy Air Wind until August 22nd to respond once again. The Environmental Protection Agency is testing the soil and air in a Burlington neighborhood for the presence of potentially hazardous chemicals. The state asked for the EPA's help after a preliminary investigation indicated contamination from two chemicals associated with dry cleaning products. The neighborhood being tested is in the Elmwood area of Burlington. That's the Elmwood Avenue area of Burlington. Work started Monday at the Integrated Arts Academy on Archibald Street and at a residence located near the northern end of Elmwood Avenue. Researchers at Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center have made a breakthrough that may help doctors identify patients at risk of contracting sepsis, a potentially life-threatening infection complication. Sepsis occurs when the immune system malfunctions during an infection, leading to inflammation which can be fatal. Dr. Matthew Hayden, one of the Dartmouth researchers, says the new findings may help doctors better treat sepsis patients.
Trying to be more selective in which patients you're trying to quiet the immune response versus which patients you might be more interested in activating the immune response.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, sepsis is usually responsible for about 250,000 deaths annually in the United States.